This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
So you sent this to me. And I don't think this is new, but maybe this is going to become the norm.
I want Heather to listen to this as if this was Colin handing you a piece of paper that you are going to read. This was handed to a gentleman's wife by him. He wrote this letter, gave her a 2-week notice, and this is what it sounds like. Sorry, you can't quit. We're short-staffed. That was her response.
2-week notice.
Mm-hmm. So if Colin handed you that, his 2-week notice that he has been a loving husband, an engaged father, but from in 2 weeks, Monday nights, Thursday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays, he has conflicting commitments and will not be as engaged as he was in the off season.
Well, I would laugh like the woman was laughing as she read it. And then I would run upstairs and pack my bag before him and get out of there and be like, ha ha, joke's on you. I'm out first. You got to take care of the kids. I get it.
So
I totally
leave him?
Yeah, I'd leave first so that he has to do all the responsibility. And then it would be my vacation for those few months.
Yeah.
And then on him.
Then you expect to come back.
Yeah, eventually. I know. I mean, I get. Yeah. I get. That's cute. It was. Yes. It was very cute.
But it's also something
but
that does take place in homes all across the country.
Without a doubt, it does.
And we would love to know how you bargain for football season.
Yeah.
The trade-offs, how you find time. If you're a parent, if you got little ones, you still want to be a loving husband. Our situation's a little more extreme, John. I mean, you're tied up on the Saturdays with Michigan in addition to the busyness of football season. I'm doing a lot of Lions pregame, going to be doing some post stuff.
Yeah, but you're getting paid to do that. That's your job.
So that's how we can sell it.
That is my exact excuse. And it is for 363 days a year. And the only 2 days are actually the ones that we're currently living, the day before the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and the day after Major League All-Star Game. And in fact, it probably wasn't even last night because I told Lisa, I'm like, I got to watch this because it's for work.
It's my job.
It's my job. It's and so anytime there's a game that I feel like I just have to see.
Does she ever call you out on it? Like, why are we watching Texas San Antonio play Tulane?
No, she doesn't because she probably secretly wants to watch it as much as I do.
Oh, she likes football.
Oh, she loves football.
Well, that's an easy. Well, that's.
Oh, so it's an easy sell for me.
But there's a lot of guys listening
that
there's
don't
guys
have
across
that
from
buy-in
you
from their spouse,
whose spouse does not watch football.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's different.
But most houses have multiple TVs. Like,
true.
I don't mind the watching of football. I mind the unable to help with dinner, baths, and bedtime.
So if you can over deliver in that department, you can bank
that's
the time.
The
to
yeah,
watch on
you
got to
build up a cachet
of
goodwill, which it sounds like this guy has done. Yeah.
According to himself.
And he's given a proper notice, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I want to present a hypothetical for this fall. Heather goes to Colin and says, hey, the first weekend of October, let's take the kids up north, see the fall colors, go to the apple orchard, and spend one last good weekend outside up north before everything turns, the weather. But the Lions play the Bengals at 4:25 Sunday. and Colin says we have to be home in time for that. What's your reply?
I don't think he would say that. I think he would say we have to watch it there.
No. This is the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, fine.
Happens, maybe it doesn't happen with Colin in your house, but it does happen in households across the country. Oh, it does.
Well, I mean,
why don't you just listen on all the Lions affiliates as you travel down?
He is obsessed with, he would have the game on as we're driving if we were in the car.
So that's the workaround.
Is that good enough, though, to listen on the radio? Is that good enough?
No.
You can watch video.
So do you drive then?
He would have the game on.
Oh, Colin, distracted driving.
He couldn't listen to it on the radio?
Well, he could. Watch it.
I'm just asking.
He could, but he wouldn't. He would have the game on his phone, and the game would be playing on his phone.
So why don't you drive then, so that he can watch and be a safe driver?
And I've done that before.
Okay.
Yes,
when
but these
Emily
are sacrifices you have to make.
Well, then I'd pull this car over right now. And
Mom snapper.
So here's the next step is to prevent the mom snapping of fingers or don't make me pull this car over or I'm going to turn around, is you have your, I would say tablet, not just phone.
Yep.
Tablet or computer that you are now streaming the game on, and I would sit back with the kids to let them watch as well. Sometimes they don't really care what's on. They just want to see something. And then you can interact with the kids. Oh, did you see this play? And you could be in the back seat with the kids while mom is driving.
I mean, I don't really, if we had to get home early to watch a game, that doesn't really bother me if we had a great weekend. Like, I really don't mind watching the game. I like to watch the game with him. In fact, if it's a Lions game, I enjoy watching the games with him. Other games I don't really care about.
Well, that's the key, is there's levels of ask. Right. There's one game a week I want to watch my Detroit Lions. And yeah, it's annoying if you're not a Lions fan, but you can work around 1 3-hour, 4-hour block a week. What this guy pitched is Monday night too, because who's ever playing, I got to see it. Thursday night, who's ever playing, I got to see it. College, all day Sunday, not just the Lions game, but all day.
He actually said 10 in the morning until
10 p.m.
The college game was 12 o'clock.
Was it?
Yeah, midnight.
Yeah.
Because you got to get those,
wall to wall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning your schedule, your life around football, it's a delicate dance to walk in the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we've got some calls.
Yeah.
I want to know those sports lovers, because it doesn't have to be just the guys, could be the women as well.
Yep.
How do you negotiate the coming football season with your significant other?
Our expert negotiators, we need to hear from you. 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts as well. Ticket texter says, that was epic. Trying to get my wife excited for football, I bought her a jersey so she can look cute for the games. Now she wants to go to games. He says, I need a second job for that. But that's how you get her involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, be careful what you ask for.
Colin went from confrontational Colin to car crash Colin, Scott and Carlton.
No, he's not driving.
Sometimes he is. Heather, that's when you got to step in. And
I mean, it hasn't happened, but that's what he would do if it was a Lions game. He would not just listen to it. It would be on a screen.
Yep.
Guys, here's my advice. Ride the storm out and be awesome when you are available. 10 years of marriage, eventually the acceptance stage of grief takes over and you win.
Just play the long game.
Play it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Devin on a cell. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Good. First time, long time here. So what I did is I got Lion season tickets. This is going to be my fifth season. And I've been taking her to all the games and slowly but surely getting her a jersey, getting her the Lions swag. Now she's starting to like more of the players on other teams as well as we go. And before you know it, now we're here and every Monday, Sunday, Thursday, and Saturday we're watching football and she enjoys it too.
Do you guys have kids?
We do not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big change.
That definitely solves a little bit of the problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you had a moment where she came to you and maybe there was a home game or maybe it was an away game, you just wanted to watch it on TV, where one of her friends or a group of friends said, hey, we'd like to go out. Has that situation,
yes.
Okay, how do you navigate that one?
She will tell them, no, we can't.
Okay. All right. Well done.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
All right, Devin.
Yeah. Nice job in training.
We got a ticket texter who says two TV setups solve the problem, Josh and Warren. I don't think Josh understands. It's about wanting to spend time with you, not just wanting to sit in front of a TV in a different room.
Right. Or it's about I need a break from the kids.
Right.
It's your turn.
Because it's all well and good to say, well, I did that nice thing in the summertime.
Right.
Yeah, well, our kid needs something right now and I'm all mommed out. Right. I'm sure you're going to get in that spot where... How do you handle it? Lexi on a cell, you're on 97.1.
Hi, I'm actually the football watcher in my marriage. Okay. My husband does not care about football at all.
Okay.
He tolerates it at best. We've been together for 10 years, so finally he tolerates it. But I also have two young daughters, and so... When I watch college football and when I watch NFL, I'll try to choose a game on both Saturday and Sunday that I like really care about. And I'll tell them like, hey, you know, from 12 to 4, this is my time slot. I really want to watch this game. Please, can you take over the parenting responsibilities? But then if it's a game that I don't really care about, but I'm still interested in, I'll say, oh, the girls can watch it with me. You can go downstairs and you can game for a few hours. And, you know, he gets his time, I get my time, and it's worked out. It's a work in progress, but we got there.
Okay.
All right.
And how long have you been married?
7 years.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Right. Yeah. Good for you guys.
Crazy kids. They figured it out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Heather, have you and Colin talked at all about how Christmas Day is going down?
It's been referenced
on the text. It has been referenced at home multiple times, more jokingly.
No, but are we starting to actually...
have the conversation.
You guys, Colin is not on board for a game on Christmas. He doesn't like the idea. He's on my side with this.
The division's on the line. They're playing the Minnesota Vikings.
I know. Yes, the game will be on. The game will be on.
Okay.
But will it take over the day?
It better not.
Like, are you going to, like, when do you normally eat?
On Christmas?
Christmas dinner.
We don't really do a Christmas dinner. Oh. I guess, so, we go.
So, you can hear the plans angst. Are... flexible is what I'm hearing.
John.
No, they're not.
Well, if you don't have a specific time that you eat, then you can eat before the game.
So I want to clarify. Are you one of the families that like you have a bunch of stops on Christmas Day?
No,
like,
heck no.
Oh, then this is even easier. You do your gifts before the game starts and then everybody has fun and you're together and you watch football.
Before noon so you can watch the first game.
Right. The kids are going to get up. You'll have your moment. They'll look at the presents. You'll take photos.
Pistons could be on at noon.
You'll be wearing your pajamas. Everybody's just hunkered down at home. And what better thing to do than watch the Lions lock up a playoff spot or a seeding or a division title?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Tried, Colin. Although I will take you.
Oh, it's going to be on.
The game will be on, you guys.
It will take over the day.
My husband is obsessed. Sorry. The game will be on, but it's... we haven't discussed yet how that will happen.
Mike, how do you...
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. And then the fight.
Mike, how do you compromise, negotiate? How do you make football season work?
Hey, good morning, guys. And thanks for having me on. So my wife is from Louisiana, and we met in 2013 on our first date for the Lions game. And it was, if you recall, it was against the Bucs where Stafford hit Calvin in the chest near the end zone, bounced up. Bucs picked it off, and the game was over. But the first date was a Lions game, and I let her know that and how much it meant to me. And now I have three daughters, all under the age of six, and they all have Lions jerseys. They all have Lions stickers, and they're starting to love it. And so every Sunday, I don't need to fight the battle because the girls get their Lions jerseys out and their pom poms and their beaded necklaces and stuff, and they want to watch the Blue Lions. So it's it's been a lot of training, but from the get, I just let her know, you know, this is what I'm in love with, you know, win or lose. And, you know, this is the first time she's seen him win. So she's seen me for about, you know, 7-8 years struggle every Sunday.
But I think that's something we've noticed because the last couple of years, they've been so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
People who weren't football fans now care about
them. Oh, sure.
So that makes it easier.
And it's
because
always,
you want to be part of it.
Always easier and better if you can make it a family affair.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about Lions games. Like, I'm same with our family. All our kids put on their Lions gear. Emily's got the pom-poms. She's got the beaded necklaces like this guy. They're excited about it. I'm excited about it. It's the other days.
It's all the... So Monday night rolls around and it's Aaron Rodgers' return to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, I want to watch a game. You're like, well,
or it's Aaron Rodgers who has beaten every team in the NFL except the Green Bay Packers. And when the Steelers play the Packers, it's watch
franchises.
TV.
It's big matchup. Uh-huh.
And in the audio, it was all the NFL, all college football.
Right. You didn't have Maction in there, but once you get to November,
Tuesdays, you got to do something on. Yeah.
Got a big game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.